Welcome to this week's weekly horoscopes. So on the 22nd of May, the moon is going to be entering its last quarter moon phase. Remember, Mercury is still in retrograde. Check out my playlist and you'll see what to do when Mercury is in retrograde as it is now. So moon in last quarter phase. So some of you may be making plans to get rid of the old to make room for the new as the new moon is approaching, releasing old burdens, whether that be a personal hobby that's gone stalemate now, it's dead, it's just zapping your energy, any relationship or habits that you've had enough of, you may be making plans to let go of them. The last quarter moon can be a time of increased sensuality, need for touch, and blocking your repressed emotions and energy towards sensuality in sex. You may spend time, if you are in a relationship with your lover, you know, being more intimate with each other. Also, during the last quarter moon, you may be more responsive to hands-on healing therapies like acupuncture, massage, investigating, you know, the obstacles in your life with, say, astrologers, life coach, that sort of thing, going online, watching videos, being more focused on your personal spiritual development. It can be also a time of increased intuition, to partake in self-care, meditation, anything that makes you feel more relaxed, walking, you know, makes all you eating right, just rethinking how you look after your physical health, mental health, psychological health, emotional health and spiritual health on a day-to-day basis. Also, you may question any grudges, jealousy, revenge and bitterness and regrets that you have and start to work through them, seeing them as an obstacle to your overall happiness and fulfillment. So it could be a time of deep forgiveness for some of you while the moon is in its last quarter phase as it approaches new moon on the 30th of May, which I'll talk about that next week. Okay, so on the 22nd of May, Venus makes a semi-sextile to the moon's north node, and the strongest aspect of this is 5:14 a.m. and it's leaving completely at 1:48 a.m. on the 23rd of May. But the energy of the aspect still be lingering to, say, around midday on the 24th. So this is a sort of energy that can be used to make changes to your life that will help you feel more fulfilled. You may decide to apply for a job, take a course, teach yourself a skill or talent that you authentically want to learn. Some of you may awaken to the fact that there is more to life than your current reality, feeling more inspired to make small steps towards becoming who you really want to be. You may discover a new teacher or meet a new person who supports your change of directions. Others of you may feel reassured by a sign from the universe, like an angel number, a feather, something like that, or gut feeling, or some other confirmation that gives you the courage to make plans to become more emotionally, physically, psychologically, or financially secure. Reflecting on your past mistakes, trying to understand the lessons they were trying to teach you, rather of having them hold you back. Some of you may talk with others to get some psychological and emotional insight into yourself, asking others what they see of the things that's holding you back. Of course, it's not for the faint-hearted, because often we humans don't like the truth, or, you know, when we ask for feedback, sometimes we can react adversely to it. Just remember, if you do ask people to give you an honest opinion of you, just to be aware that they may say things that you're not ready for. So the best use of this energy is to think about how you can bring more balance and harmony into your day-to-day life. Again, Mercury makes a semi-square to Chiron as well, that ends on the 24th of May. So this week's theme is really, you know, going into those old wounds and thinking about the way that you can start repairing them old wounds. To know that all humans have emotions, because, you know, even though this energy of the Mercury semi-squaring Chiron, so talking about others about your emotional pain, is the theme of this transit, you may fear talking to others because you don't want to be judged or seen as crazy or anything like that. And, you know, it's about trying to seek out those people who will not judge you this week. So for some of you, it'd be calling an advice line and talking anonymously to someone and just offloading your emotional burdens, you know. And if you do choose to talk to friends and family and they do trigger you, and I know it can be painful when these triggers happen, just try and be aware of what emotions come up in you. Do you feel panic, upset, revengeful, scared, anxious or angry? How can you resolve these feelings that come up once and for all? What daily steps do you need to do to, you know, get over these instant emotions that often makes you, you know, partake in your self-destructive behaviours or say things that you don't really mean to say? So I know, you know, the world's kind of crazy right now and you may be busy, but taking some time to think about healing your wounds around your communication skills or your conscious reasoning skills, maybe writing down your thoughts or voice noting them and just being honest and doing all you can to sort of like understand yourself on a deeper level this week. Mars also forms a sextile to Pluto, so this gives you the power to make drastic changes in your life for the better. Negatively, you or others can become domineering, causing breakdowns in relationship. Positively, you and others can work well together to reach goals, especially those involving tactical negotiations. So this energy, again, supports going deep, doing deep research into the occult, into psychic, into spirituality, technology, psychology sets or alternative healing. If you are an alternative healer, writer or some other type of content creator, having an interest for the deeper meanings of life or the things that we keep hidden, this is a perfect time to, you know, create content exploring conspiracy theories, mysteries, taboos, the things we don't talk about can be received right now. So, you know, making videos, social media posts about, you know, real issues, depression, anxiety, stress, sexual dysfunction, subjects that, you know, can provoke a sort of public reaction to get people to think critically could go down well now. But of course, some people may not like that content, but that's part and parcel of life. So watch out for talking too much. Some of you may be forced or to make radical life changes by the choices that you make at this time. Mars sextile Pluto, this is the perfect week to start looking at your problems differently, deciding to use them to make progress in life instead of allowing them to hold you back. Mountains can be moved right now with the right thinking and actions and taking responsibility for your life and who you allow in it. Watch out for starting or continuing too much work, you know, thinking, oh, you know, I can do everything right now. Because if you take on too much, this can lead to spiritual, psychological, physical or emotional burnout. If you want change, it can come under this transit. Willpower can lead you to powerful transformations with your personal development, career, exercise and other goals. If you want change, it can come under this transit. Willpower can lead to powerful transformations with your personal development, career, exercise and other goals.